America.
There's something going on here. You have to trust me.
But I don't know what to
do. Stops!
In 2 days, nothing of this world will exist.
The time is now.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. My next guest can be seen as FBI Special Agent Lynn Monahan in the new series Dig, which airs Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on USA Network. She is an Emmy winner. She is a Tony nominee. She is quite a talented performer. It is a pleasure to say hello to Anne Heche, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Ed. Thank you so much for the nice introduction.
Thank you. I really appreciate your time today. Now, Dig seems like quite a show. Mystery, intrigue, a little romance thrown in. Now, I've heard it described as kind of like the FBI meeting Indiana Jones and even the Da Vinci Code thrown in. Is that a good way to describe it?
I think it is. It is. I don't like to compare things to other things because it's like, oh, wow, it's not really that. But yes, mm-hmm. I think it gives people the kind of vibe of the show. It's definitely a mystery thriller, and has a lot of components and codes and things that the audience has to figure out and work their way through. So I think it does. I think those are two good comparisons. Yeah,
and I think it's great that you actually need to bring your brain to the show to kind of figure things out and follow things along. And this is much more than just, as an actor, driving over to the lot in Burbank and shooting your scenes and driving home. I mean, talk about on location. You started out in Jerusalem where the show was set, and then because of the unrest, you guys ended up in Croatia. How did that work out?
Well, I have to say we only stopped shooting a few weeks ago, and this is a 10-episode event series.
Mm-hmm.
For 10 episodes of television, usually it takes maybe a few months, and this all took the better part of a year, to accomplish. And,
wow.
And that just shows the dedication of not only the creators of the show, but USA for believing in it and really getting behind the passion of the show, which I hope is in there and, of course, in the storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
But also the network that really said, you know what, no matter what's going on, we're going to fight for this show and we believe in it. So it's kind of a little bit of a miracle that it even is on right now.
Now, I heard that you took your 13-year-old son to Croatia because you had to go back and film one scene. How did he like going to Croatia?
Well, I have to say, I think my son might sum it up in like, Mom, could you do Dig in Paris next year? do we really need to go here? I've been to Croatia 3 times this year. I don't think many people can say that.
Uh-huh. It's not on many bucket lists, is it not?
Well, it's not. I mean, in the wintertime, Croatia is absolutely stunning. And this is the amazing thing. I was there in the summer and I was there in the winter. In the summer, it's absolutely extraordinary. In fact, some of the most gorgeous views I've ever had in my life. And
okay.
Now in the winter, it's freezing cold.
Yeah.
And, Homer and I had a quick turnaround. So he basically saw an airplane, the back of a seat in an airplane, the back of the seat in the car, and a really crazy location in the middle of nowhere in Croatia. So for him, it wasn't like the world tour that one might love to do with their mom, but it was a journey that he and I took together, which was fun. I think next time he'd be like, hey, can I go to the back lot? Like Universal was fun,
Or you know what he's saying? You know
he's
what, Mom?
13.
You know what, Mom? For season 2, I got an idea. How about they set the show, I don't know, maybe in Monaco or Fiji or Hawaii? Why don't we do that next time? So he's probably
exactly.
already...
Exactly. And by the way, I put my vote in for the same exact thing. Like, come on, guys, we can do Dig Hawaii. No problem.
See that? We could do season 2 in Hawaii. It casts a whole different view of the show. That's a really good thing. You have such great
totally
chemistry.
Different.
You have such great chemistry on the show with your co-star, Jason Isaacs. How has that been working with Jason?
Oh, really great. I really enjoy Jason. I think he's an amazing actor, and I've been a fan of his for a while. And, when you're lucky enough to get projects that are this wonderful to come your way, it's really exciting. And I've worked with some incredible people in my life, and I just thought it would be super to work with Jason, and it was. We've had a wonderful time together, and I think he's extraordinary in this role.
You know, it's really interesting how TV has evolved, and Dig in particular, with a storyline that evolves and builds to a crescendo over an entire season. You know, back in the day, each episode was independent of each other, but now as a viewer, you really need to fully involve yourself for the entire season and really follow things along. It almost gives it the feel of a film, and the continuing story aspect, it's kind of like even daytime TV, where it just continues on and on, where you got your start. So it's a really different way to approach television.
I think so. I think people, I mean, it kind of feels like films are too short now. I mean, this really is a story with a beginning, middle, and end. You get to really, as they say, you dig deeper, and you get to go into all of these different characters and all of these different worlds and really explore, as we did, the world. But some really intense subject matter and conspiracies that are going on in the world, beliefs that are going on in the world, you know, ideas that are pulled from what's going on in the Middle East. So many different aspects and colors and textures that it's really fun. I mean, filmmakers are coming to television so that they can tell these kind of stories. And, you know, it's fun. You have a destination. You know where you're beginning. You know where you're going. And to be able to chart that territory is a unique way to work and a really fun way to work.
It really is. And it's almost as if TV has grown up in a lot of ways, and it's kind of caught up to film. Back to smart writing. You were in one of my favorite satirical films, Wag the Dog. That is one of my favorite films of all time. How was that working?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I love that film. And it was so timely when it came out. How was it working with both Dustin Hoffman and Robert De Niro and being directed by Barry Levinson?
You know, once in a lifetime. You know, that opportunity for me was, mind blowing. I think it was so mind blowing it made me sick to my stomach. Like, I couldn't even believe that I was on the set. I remember the first day I was reeling. I was so amazed that I even had the chance to be on the set with these guys. That I mean, I really did. I was nauseous, and then hilariously, I showed up on set. And De Niro said, I kind of feel sick today. And I just burst out laughing, like, you can't possibly, because it was such a different, he was truly not feeling well.
Yeah.
And I was truly, like, so amazed to be looking at him that I was like, I'm having a different kind of nauseous experience. Every day I was like, hop, skip, and jump to the set, because I was just in awe of that opportunity, and will never forget it. It was a chance of a lifetime.
And
I bless, you know, Barry Levinson for giving me that opportunity.
And you have done so many different types of roles in your career. I was looking at your IMDb last night, which is so long, if you print it out, you can wallpaper a small bathroom with it. That's how big it is. I get a kick out of how you did a voice on the kid show Higglytown Heroes, which when my son was that young, he loved that show. But then there you are in the HBO series Hung. I mean, talk about a versatile performer doing different types of things. I mean, things for the kids and things for mom and dad late at night. So that's got to be really cool as a performer to be able to kind of practice your craft in so many different areas and in so many different genres, right?
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's a dream. You know, I'm very lucky that I get asked to do so many different things in comedy and drama and stage, and they're all these amazing opportunities for me to explore who I am as an artist. And Higglytown Heroes, because I wanted my son to be able to see something.
Yeah.
You know, that I
he's not watching Hung, that's for sure.
Don't let them watch the late night stuff, you know. It's been a wonderful career.
It sure has, and it continues. And once again, don't forget to catch new episodes of Dig Thursdays at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on USA Network. And Hesh, this has been so much fun having you on. Continued success, and thank you so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Anne. Have a great day. She is a really talented performer. She has been around for quite a long time. She got her start, I think, on the soap Another World in early 90s, I would say, and she evolved into films, and she's done a variety of different things through the years. And as I mentioned, Wag the Dog, which actually came out right at the time of the whole Clinton Lewinsky scandal. So it was kind of like art imitating life in some way, shape, or form, with a kind of a lighthearted presidential scandal being dealt with and how they would deal from a PR standpoint. But you're on set with Robert De Niro. Do you dare call him Bobby D? When do you get to the point when you can actually look at Robert De Niro and say, Bobby D, what's up today? And Dustin Hoffman, there's Ratso Rizzo right there, Rain Man, and you're working with him, and Barry Levinson, one heck of a director. Quiz Show, an amazing film. Diner, Tin Men, which is also a very underrated film as well. So Barry Levinson, who directed Wag the Dog. So Anne Heche, we appreciate her time today. A really lovely lady in the middle of a terrific career. And the show is very interesting. This is a show you have to bring your brain with and you have to concentrate on. As I mentioned it to Anne, television has grown up in many different ways. You got all kinds of different shows, all kinds of different genres, and we have come eons and eons away from Laverne and Shirley. And for that, I think that's a good thing. You can follow me on Twitter at Ed Kalegi, at EDKALEGI. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalegi.
America Weekend.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.